It is not enough to denounce NATO's illegal invasion and rape of the sovereign nation of Libya, which has grown into a full-blown bombardment of Libyan public water supplies and electrical utilities, which serves the civilian population, of which NATO is there to ostensibly protect. We must also, with unabated voice, condemn, censure, decry, and speak out against NATO's wanton, shameless, and ongoing slaughter of innocent civilians, men, women, and children, in its so-called humanitarian mission in that hapless nation of Libya. With the continual lies and hype by the Jewish-owned press, such as from Bronfman's CNN, celebrating the mock victory of Al-Qaeda freedom fighters in Tripoli, where no such victory exists, we now have the Jewish Bankers Agency, the Financial Times, joining in on the Jewish media promotion of the rape of Libya. In a feature editorial on August 22nd, entitled, Libya Now Needs Boots on the Ground, Jewish President of the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haass, after admitting that NATO's mission from the start was to oust Gaddafi, forget the humanitarian bull, is now telling the whole story by calling for U.S. and U.S.-led NATO troops to occupy Tripoli with boots on the ground. This past April, Haass interviewed international Jewry's poodle, Tony Blair, recommending forcing Jewish democracy down the Libyan people's throats.
The Libya intervention has been quite controversial. What is it we really need to be prepared to do?
We need to be active. My whole point about the Middle East at the moment is very simple. We need to be players, not spectators.
Of course, via NATO bombs and insurgency bullets. The Zionist occupied government of the United States, which dictates both domestic and foreign policy, has extended its reach worldwide through its military arm, namely through the U.S.-made bombs, drones, and guns of NATO. Powerful Jewish lobbies such as AIPAC, the American Jewish Congress, B'nai B'rith, the Jewish-controlled military security complex, and Jewish finance capital, led by Goldman Sachs and the overseeing Rothschild dynasty, want regime change of all nations, especially now in Libya, Iran, and Syria, which have not yet offered up puppets for international Jewry to control. This is why we are now seeing the same Zionist sleazeballs who brought us the Iraq War through their lies about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, namely the project for a new American century, now barking for more war in Libya and for more Gentile American soldiers to be sent home in pinewood boxes. Now passing themselves off as the Foreign Policy Initiative, the same names of the same tribe are signatories to a recent and open letter to House Republicans demanding that America should not be held hostage to the humanitarian UN mandate, but rather to aid and weaponize the insurgents in order to topple Gaddafi, to usher in the Jewish goal of regime change, read, a Jewish led-by-the-nose puppet government in Libya. And the signatories read like an invitation to a bar mitzvah, this time a very bloody one indeed. Elliot Abrams, John Podhoretz, Robert and Fred Kagan, Lawrence Kaplan, Robert Lieber, Michael Makovsky, Eric Edelman, Kenneth Weinstein, Paul Wolfowitz, Randy Schuneman, and of course, the leader of the Zionist Rat Pack, Jewish neocon William Kristol, who apparently dictates U.S. military policy as evinced in this recent Fox News interview.
No, we cannot leave Gaddafi in power, and we won't leave Gaddafi in power.
You see, the Jews agitated for war on Libya to begin with. Senator Joseph Lieberman, for instance, Talmudic Jew and head of the Senate Committee for Homeland Security, with his will of the world community bull, which is nothing less than Jewry's network of international finance and lobbies, in order to push through his bloodthirsty program, put in a call from Tel Aviv last February to Obama, demanding that the White House puppet supply the Libyan insurgents with arms and money and to initiate a no-fly zone over Libya. Now Lieberman with his world community bull.
What we're doing with the world community in Libya
is not only pushing for finalizing regime change in Libya, along with the Zionist sissy, Senator Lindsey Graham.
My recommendation to NATO and the administration is to cut the head of the snake off, go to Tripoli, start bombing.
touting the Jewish lie that Gaddafi has been killing civilians, is also calling for a U.S. military invasion of Syria to oust the dictator there.
I'd say with regard to Syria that Assad, the dictator there, he's going to run the risk of having the world community come in and impose a no-fly zone.
But it's the real dictator, the tyrant elephant in the living room, namely American Jewry, that has a stranglehold on America's domestic and foreign policy that the American people must wake up to and oust.